4 tonight. Luke chapter 4, verse 33 is where we'll start tonight. And this part of the text that we're going to dig in is, I don't want to focus on the man with the unclean spirit. I don't want to focus on that. What I want to focus on is what was said in verse 36, and but he used it, and he used this passage, and it stood out to me the most when I read these few words here. I want to look and dive into to what it says. What a word is this? What a word is this? And that's not a question. That has an exclamation point on it. And if you found your place tonight, I'd ask you to stand with me. Luke chapter 4, verse 33. The Bible says, "And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. In verse 36, and they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out in every place of the country round about." Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you this afternoon, Father God, that I'm able to stand here and just preach what this word says tonight, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the voice to be able to stand here tonight. Father God, I pray that you just calm my nerves, Father God. I pray this tonight, Father God, that you touch the reading of this word. Father God, you move upon this word, Father God. Father God, I thank you for the ones that made it out tonight, Father. I pray that you just sit down with us just a few short minutes tonight and allow us to dig deeper into you, Father God. God, to see who you are, to see what your word means to us and to our lives, Father God. Father, I pray tonight that you just be with the Hanratty family. God, continue to put your hand upon them and give them strength and comfort in the days to come. Father God, I pray that if there's one in here, Father, that don't have the power of you, that don't know what that power is tonight, I pray that they come under the Holy Ghost conviction tonight, Father God, and they come to know you, for it's eternally too late. Father, I pray that you sit me down and I stand you up, Lord God. I pray that you hide me as far behind the cross as you can, Father God, and they not see me but see you high and lifted up. Father, I love you. Father God, I thank you. Again, be with the reading of this word. Be with this hour. Watch over us. Lead, guide, and direct us, and have your will and way. And it's in your holy and sweet precious name I ask, and I do pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. The title is, What a Word Is This? And I seen that in verse 36 as I was digging and I was reading and asked God to show me what he would have me to bring. And He pointed that out. What a word is this? And the words that came after this, after he had commanded that unclean spirit to come out of that man, I seen that there was something there when he said, "What a word is this?" And it said, "For with authority." I look tonight that I see God's word is authority tonight. I see in Jesus's in the book tonight, I see that God's word is authority. And you say, "How do I have authority tonight in God's word?" Look with me in John chapter 1 and verse 1. Look with me in John chapter 1 and verse 1 tonight. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 1:1 tonight. I see that in the very beginning that the Word was God. Jesus is, if we look at the Bible tonight, we see that God is the Word. The Word is God. Jesus is the Word. So tonight, when we're digging, I want to look at the authority as the first thing I see is the authority that Jesus Christ carries. If you look with me, I see that me and you listen to God's authority. We may not obey it, but we listen to it. I know that sometimes in my life when God's speaking, do I always obey it? Do I always obey what God has for me? Do I always obey the authority God when he's talking to me, when I'm listening, when I want to listen to him? Do I always obey where he'd have me to go? And sometimes I think that I know that I would say that I don't always obey him. When he's speaking, sometimes I don't obey because I just feel like that's I want to get in the way and say that ain't where he'd have me, or that ain't the road he's leading me on, and I step in the way. And I don't submit to the authority and to what he's called me to do. And that's like each and every one of us in our life. We all have a position in our life. And I was reading a Sunday school lesson, and I laughed at it, and I smiled at it when I read the title of the Sunday school message. And I got to thinking about it, and as I was reading it, it was talking about the authority this morning. And I get to thinking about all of our lives and how we all have something that we're good at. And we know what to do, and we know we can go to that person. And when they speak, they have authority. They go to that. We can go to that person and listen to them. Like Brother Kevin, he's a mechanic. I'm not going to come up and tell somebody how to do their job because I'm not a mechanic. But Brother Kevin, he can help you out. He can guide you. He can tell you how to fix it. He can show you how to fix it because he has an authority in that position. He can lead somebody to show them what's wrong with what's wrong with their vehicle. Brother Jim, a carpenter, if I got something I'm going to build, I'm not going to go and tell him how he can build something because he's got more years. He's got more experience. I'm going to listen to him. He's the authority of he can teach me. He can direct me, and that's the same way with God tonight. He can direct you. He can teach you. That's His authority. We must submit to the authority that God's Word is. We must submit to God's Word because it is authority. I see that not only do you and I listen tonight to God's authority, but I see that Satan listens to the authority of God. Satan even listens to God's authority. So what makes me and you can't listen? You say, well, how does God or Satan listen to God's authority? Back up with me in the first part of chapter 4. Jesus is being tempted by Satan. Jesus is being tempted by Satan. He's in the wilderness here, and he's gone out. There's multiple times Jesus was tempted by Satan. It said in verse 3, and the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may be bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And verse 6, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all thou shalt be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt they serve. And I see him also in verse 11, in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. I see that he even listened to his authority. I see that even Satan listens to the authority of Jesus Christ. He bows down to Jesus. He was in heaven as an angel. He was in heaven as an angel, and then he was cast out because he can't go against the authority of Jesus Christ. He can't go across the authority of Jesus Christ. I see God's Word's authority tonight. I see that it has authority in my life. Does it have authority in your life? I see not only God's Word as authority, but I see tonight God's Word's powerful. Look with me in the text. And look in verse 32, before he gets to the synagogue and talks to the unclean man, it said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And verse 36 says, and they were all amazed and spake amongst themselves, saying, what a word is this, for with authority and power. God's Word is power tonight. I see God's Word is powerful because it's a living Word tonight. I see that this word's alive and well tonight. Look with me in John chapter 6, verse 51. I see God's Word tonight. It's power because it's living. Tonight, if you need to get a hold of a living Savior, just get in His Word tonight. If you need living, if you need something alive tonight, just grab a hold of your Word tonight and grab a hold of Him and read His Word. He's alive. He's a well. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And it says, I am the living bread. It says, I am the living bread in which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give in my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. It said, I am the living bread. Well, Jesus is the Word of God, and the Word is God. And I see tonight that He is the living bread. So tonight it tells me that His Word is living. It's powerful because He's alive. It's a living Word tonight. I see not only in John 6 that it's the living bread. I also see tonight God's Word is powerful because it's a penetrating Word. That Word penetrates. That Word hits us in the core. Yeah, if I know when I was a lost man and in need of a Savior, and I know when He called my name and when He was trying to get my attention, I know when I was running away from Him and He was trying to get my attention, and I finally gave in to Him and I finally answered that call, that Word penetrated my heart. That Word penetrated my heart. It got into depths. It got into core. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." I see tonight God's word, it's a quick, it's powerful. It penetrates us tonight. You know, how many times do we just take God's word and we only grab a hold of it just for a split second, just allow it to just go in our mouth and never let it penetrate? How often do we read the word of God, just break it open just to say, "I've read the word of God today," but we never let it penetrate? The Bible says, "For the words that I hide in my heart." How do we get them to hide in our heart? We got to allow it to penetrate our heart. We got to allow it to dig in. We got to allow it to get it to root. We got to allow it to establish in there and to penetrate our hearts and our lives. We got to allow it to live. So I see that it's a living word. I see that it's a penetrating word. It's powerful. But look with me tonight. I also see tonight that that powerful word of God is living, penetrating, and it's transforming tonight. It's a transforming word. That word is so powerful, it can transform you tonight. Hey, if you said you came to the altar and asked Jesus to come to your life and got back up, and you turned around the same way that you came in here as, you didn't read the same word I read. You didn't grasp the same living God I grasped. You didn't grasp the same power that I grasped. That word tonight is transforming. It brings the sinners to repentance. I see tonight that not only does it do that, but look with me in the word. He said in verse 34, saying, "Let us alone." This is the unclean devil. This is the devil talking. He said, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." It's transforming. He said, and they were all amazed in 36 and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirit," and they came out. That man, he was transformed when Jesus told that them devils to come out. He was transformed. He no longer had a devil on him. He no longer had his past on him. He no longer had to worry about that old Satan just tearing him up, tearing him down, being against him, causing him chaos. He was transformed in that instance. He was no longer having to carry the baggage of this world. I know tonight that if you grasp a hold of Jesus' power, if you grasp a hold of the Word tonight, if you come and you ask Him to save you, if you have that change, if you have Him in your life, I know that He'll transform you tonight. This man no longer had to pick up that unclean spirit. He no longer had to carry out that devil. He no longer had to worry about him jumping on his back and penetrating his inside and living on him. He was cast out and transformed. I see not only in the Word do I see that God's Word is with authority. God's Word is powerful. But I look with me here. It says God's Word is commanding tonight. In the verse 36, He commanded the unclean spirit to come out. I see God commands our problems. This man had a problem. This man had a problem. Would you say that man had a problem tonight? Would you say that that devil was a problem? Would you say that unclean spirit was a problem? Right, let's look here. I can see not only in chapter 4 here, but I can look on in chapter 5 and look in verse 10. Look in verse 9. "And for he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes were they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with the Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." They was out, they was fishing, they had a problem. They was out trying to catch fish, and they was having a problem. And Jesus said, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." He came along, he told them, "Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about trying to catch these physical fish. Come with me and you can catch men." Also see on down, and it said in verse 12, we see the man with a palsy, leprosy. It says, "And he came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him." I see that God commands our problems tonight. I see if we'll give him our problems, that he'll command them. He'll take care of our problems. He's the commander. He should be the commander in your life. He should be commanding you. He should be your author. He should be your authority tonight. He should be your power tonight. I see that if we just submit to him, if we have his authority, if we have his power, and he commands our life, I see that our problems don't stand a chance to him. I see our problems don't stand a chance because he commands our problems. I see not only do I see God's word is commanding to our problems, but I also see God commands our storm tonight. Look with me in Luke chapter 8 and verse 24. Luke chapter 8 and verse 24, God calms our storm tonight. The Bible says in Luke chapter 8, verse 24, and they came to him and awoke him, the disciples. It says, and they came to him and they awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. I see tonight God not only commands our problems, but he also commands our storms tonight. I see tonight that there ain't nothing in our life that don't take God off of it. Don't take him. It don't catch him by attention. There's nothing in this life that we have, our storm that we run into, nothing grabs him by attention. It doesn't come to him by surprise. It doesn't take him and say that it's nothing that just pops up and says, oh, I didn't see that coming. Jesus seen it coming. God knows it's coming. He's the author. He's our creator. He knows everything about us. I see that tonight he commands our storm in our life, and he commands our problems. Not only do I see God's word as authority, God's word is powerful. God's word is commanding tonight. But tonight I'd say God's word's cleansing. Tonight. Tonight, look with me in the text. He said, and they were all amazed. Verse 36, chapter 4. And they were all amazed. Let's back up to 35. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out in every place of the country round about. Tonight, I see God's words cleansing. This man, he had a problem. He had a storm. He needed a living word. He needed that word to penetrate. He needed to cleanse. And the only way that he could get cleansed tonight was he had to submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. He had to get to Jesus Christ. Tonight, the only way you're going to get your problems, the only way tonight you're going to get your storm, the only way that you're going to receive power tonight is we got to submit to God's authority tonight. You say, how do we submit to that authority tonight? We got to get in this word, folks. This word's living. I said that. This word's living. This word's powerful. It transforms you tonight. So how do we get the access? We got to submit to his authority tonight. You know, today's times, I see there's one thing that this world lacks, and that's a lot of things they lack, but there's one thing I see that a lot of folks don't like to submit to authority. And that's in anything. Kids don't submit to their parents. They don't want to listen to them. That's why they're wayward. Parents don't want to submit and lead by example the way God's wanting parents to lead their families. So why do we expect things to go wayward? Because we don't submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. Tonight I see that God's word is cleansing. And to be cleansed, we have to submit to Jesus' authority. We have to submit to his power. We have to submit to his commands that he has in our life. Tonight, did I not only see that man cleansed? I read it a while ago in chapter 5, the man with leprosy. He said in verse 13 of chapter 5, and he put forth his hand and he touched him. And he's saying, I will, be thou clean. And he said, immediately the leprosy departed from him. I look on down the man with palsy, and he said, and behold, in verse 18, a man brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought men to bring him in and to lay him before him. And they, when they could not find by what the way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. In verse 20, and when he saw their faith, he said to them, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. So you can't tell me God ain't in the healing business. He ain't in the cleansing business. I don't care what you've got piled up. We see three things right here just in two chapters of Jesus coming in his power through the word of God. His authority that he has, his power, his commandments, but also the cleansing that he brings if we just get under just under His Word tonight. Where do you stand tonight with Jesus? Where do you stand tonight? Do you stand under His authority? Is your family submitted into His authority? Is your kids submitted to the authority of Jesus? Is your family tapped into the power that Jesus has? Hey, I know that there's several folks around this church that's been lifted up and prayed for. But you know what? If we want the power to fall in their life, we got to get in this Word of God. We got to get on fire for God. We got to access the power of Jesus Christ, and we can pray heaven down for them folks. Jesus gives us access to this power. He gives us access to the authority. He gives us access to the commands and into the cleansing. Where are you at tonight? Where are you at tonight with Jesus Christ as our musicians come? Father, I love you, and Father God, I thank you. Father, I pray tonight that we find ourselves tapped into the Word of God. Father God, I pray tonight, Father God, that we find ourselves submitted unto the authority of you tonight. Father God, where you would have us to be. Father God, where you would take us and show us. Father God, this man had an unclean devil. Father God, but you're the author. You're the finisher, Father God. You command our storms. You command our problems. You take care of it all. Father God, help us to be obedient to you, to follow where you'd have us, lead us to where you'd go. Father, be with us all time of invitation. Father, bless the one that, Father God, that may just need to be subject unto you tonight. Father, help us to listen. Father, I love you. Father God, I thank you. It's in Jesus' name I ask, and I do pray. Amen.